Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Missouri woman mistakenly declared dead in 2007 is still trying to prove she's alive.
September 27th, 2023.
By Minivon Burke for NBC News.
16 years ago, Madeline Michelle Carthen received shocking news. Her social security number was associated with a deceased person.
This mistake cost Carthen, who was a mother, her livelihood. She had to withdraw from school and over the years has been fired from jobs and kicked out of her home, all because on paper it says she died in 2007.
I just know I'm alive. I don't care what AI or software says, but I'm alive, she said. But it's hard to prove that.
Carthen said she has relentlessly tried to have her name removed from the death master list.
To this day, she doesn't know how her name got on the list.
A spokesman for the Social Security Administration did not immediately respond to a request for comment.
This is a public service.
And now, here is The Office of Postmortal Corrections, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow. Performed live at the Crane Theater, October 2nd, 2023.
This is Rams? Yes? Yes? Okay, I understand. Thank you. Any minute now, Mr. Sims. Won't be much longer, I'm sure.
I'm just excited to put all of this behind me, Miss Brahms. This is it. I can feel it. It's going to happen this time. I know it is.
I have every confidence, Mr. Sims.
You think you'll miss me, Miss Brahms?
I'm sure I'll model for somehow, Mr. Sims.
You can call me Alistair, you know.
I know, Mr. Sims.
Well, I'll miss you, Miss Brahms. I won't miss this office, though. I can tell you that much.
Oh.
No, it's perfectly nice. Don't get me wrong, but coming here every day, all the waiting, all the paperwork, over and over, I'm just sick of looking at the walls of the place, you know?
I'm afraid I wouldn't know, Mr. Sims. I'm quite fond of the walls.
Of course. I'm sorry. I talk too much when I'm nervous.
That's quite all right, Mr. Sims. Perfectly understandable.
But it's a weird room, right? I mean, isn't it design-wise? Like, don't you think it's weird?
You don't like what I've done with the place?
Oh, no, not the decor. The decor's great, love it. It's full of those little touches that really tell a person you've made a space your own, really let it speak to who you are. You know, like this picture here of a child. Is this you? Standing in an empty parking lot. In the rain. Alone.
It is, Mr. Sims. I like to be surrounded by childhood memories. That's a particular favorite of mine. I was 9, and my parents had just abandoned me outside of a supermarket in Lithuania. Only for a few hours, of course, but it was quite thrilling all the same. What do you find weird about the room, Mr. Sims?
Right. Well, it's structurally weird, like architecturally weird. The ceiling is a strange height, and there are too many doors. Look, the one behind me, the main office door, I'm fine with. I understand it's a door. It leads out of the office and into the hallway and vice versa. It's ingress and egress. It's a door I can get behind. I'm all for that door. That one over there, though, by the filing cabinets, I'm not so sure of that one. Something about it bothers me. Look, I've been coming here for weeks now, Miss Brahms, and when I come in through the front doors of the building, I make sure to keep track of how I'm oriented. I am positive that is an outside wall. Who puts a door on an outside wall this high up? Is it a mistake? Is it a statement of some kind? Why would you do it?
I'm not sure. I don't know, Mr. Sims. It was there when I arrived.
Can I try it? Like, all this time I have been sitting in this office, all I have wanted to do is try that door, just to see if it opens.
It doesn't open, Mr. Sims.
Can I try it anyway? It's a special last day treat, just to see what happens.
I'd really rather you didn't. This is Rams.
Oh, this is it. I know it. I'm ready. Bring it on.
Okay, thank you. Send her in.
That wasn't it, was it?
I'm afraid not. Just another lost soul like yourself. Enter.
Hi, sorry. I'm looking for the Office of Post-Mortal Corrections. Am I in the right place?
You are.
Oh, thank God. You've got to help me. There's been a terrible mistake. Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were with someone. I can come back if you'd like.
Oh, no, it's all right. Don't mind me. I'm just waiting.
How can I help you, Miss...
Thompson. Alice Thompson.
How can I help you, Miss Thompson?
I heard you deal with people who... I don't even know how to phrase it, really. People who have been inaccurately cited as dead. Like, completely, totally alive, fine and dandy, and walking around, but for some reason the government thinks they've died.
We advocate for the erroneously extinguished, yes.
Yeah. So, I got this letter last week. I thought it was a joke to begin with, but my life's just started falling apart, and I don't know what to do.
It happens quickly, doesn't it?
You're telling me! I wasn't dead 2 days before my landlord started showing my apartment. He just let himself in while I was in the shower. Then he had the balls to make it out like it was my fault. He said that I was technically haunting his property and that if I didn't vacate immediately, he'd get the church involved and have me exorcised.
Some people.
Before I know it, all my credit cards are canceled. My bank account's closed. My car got repossessed while I was sleeping in it. I woke up in a parking garage. It's been a complete nightmare.
May I see the letter, Miss Thompson?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes. Well, this looks quite official, stamped and everything. You are, in fact, quite dead as far as the United States government is concerned.
How does this even happen, though?
It's usually an honest mistake, human error, or simple idiocy. Could have been clerical fumble. Someone with the same name as you dies, and some incompetent on a keyboard clicks the wrong thing, and all of a sudden you're no longer amongst the living. Happens all the time. Isn't that terrifying?
Can you help me, though? Make me undead again?
We prefer to refer to it as resurrection. But yes, I'm quite confident we can help you.
You have no idea how amazing that is to hear. Thank you so much.
As long as you're prepared to pay the price, of course.
What price?
$179 admission fee.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Sorry, the way you said it made it sound like it was going to be something sinister.
And there's the sacrifice to consider.
Yeah, like that.
A blood sacrifice is imperative, Miss Thompson. The ritual killing and bloodletting of a sacrificial victim, it's the very foundation of governmental bureaucracy in this country. The red in the red tape. How else do you think efficient administration takes place and things get done?
I'm not sure, really. I thought it was just people working in offices and stuff.
Just people working in offices and stuff? My dear Miss Thompson, do you honestly think people could deliver you a replacement driver's license in as little as 18 weeks? I think not. Arcane magics are clearly at work.
So everyone's just using ritual sacrifice and magic and stuff to get things done? Even the DMV?
Especially the DMV. We accomplish great things, Miss Thompson, every single day. Great, terrible, incredible things. Things that would confound the senses of any reasonable person. These feats require us to sometimes commune with powers beyond the understanding of most people. Powers that some would even describe as evil.
I thought I'd just need to pay some money and file some paperwork or something. Tick a box that says, still alive, and sign my name.
Just file some paperwork. We're talking about spitting in the face of death, Miss Thompson. Defying the natural order of things and wresting you back from beyond the veil itself. You surely cannot be so naive as to think that anything with power enough to bring about your resurrection, the kind of dark eldritch nightmare that lives only at the very heart of local government, whose name we dare not speak lest it invite madness, known only to us as the horror, has any interest in paperwork. Don't make me laugh.
Is she serious?
She's always serious.
Only life can pay for life, Miss Thompson. An offering must be made.
But I'm not actually dead, though.
That would seem to be of little consequence to those who sent this letter, wouldn't you agree? You have been marked as deceased, and you're dead in all the ways that matter. The fact that you're still breathing is nothing more than a technicality that time itself will remedy eventually. If you want my help, those are the terms by which you must abide. You'll also need to bring two forms of ID. One can be a utility bill.
And look, it doesn't have to be like a big sacrifice or anything. Pets count. Really, anything that's been loved will work. My wife had all these cats, so I've been using those.
I've got a guinea pig. Would that do?
A guinea pig suffices. What is its name?
Pebbles.
Do you love Pebbles?
I guess so.
Then you will go from this place and bring Pebbles to me along with $179, cash or check, and she will embrace the darkness and you will live once more.
This is not what I was expecting at all. But at least there's no paperwork.
Unfortunately, that's not entirely true. While those ineffable powers with whom we commune hold no care for proper administration, it's still an unfortunate necessity for us mere mortals. Behold the true malevolent force that drives our infernal engines. Forms to be completed in triplicate.
There's got to be 1,000 pages in here. This is going to take forever. And what even are these questions? List the last 28 things you ate that started with the letter F. Who did you take to your senior prom and who would they rather have gone with? Where is Dolly Parton right now, and why is she looking at me like that? What does any of this have to do with bringing me back to life?
It's best to not ask too many questions, and it's really not all that bad once you get going. Just make sure you don't make any spelling mistakes or go outside the boxes. She makes you start all the forms all over again.
And the sacrifice made anew, along with the new administration fees of $179.
I've had to start over 4 times. I'm running low on cats.
How long have you been coming here? I'm sorry, I didn't even ask your name.
Oh, it's Alistair, Alistair Sims. This will be my 16th week, I think. That sounds right, doesn't it, Miss Proms?
Thereabouts, Mr. Sims.
Now, I'd have been done a lot sooner if it weren't for all the mistakes I keep making with the forms. It's my own fault, really. You're doing the smart thing, getting help right away, getting ahead of it before any real damage is done. Are you married, boyfriend?
No, not married.
I was married before this happened. Might still be if I had come here sooner. I got my letter and I thought, wiping my debts out, well, what's so bad about that? So I let it ride. Of course, there's not much you can contribute as a dead man. Eventually, she packed up the kids and left. And now it's just me and an ever-decreasing number of cats.
I'm so sorry, Alistair. That's terrible.
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm all right. Look, it's nearly over now, and I've still got one cat left. So once my call comes through and the paperwork is filed, once I am alive again, I'm going straight home. I'm going to put Mr. Ribbons in his carrier, and I'm going to get her back.
That's the spirit, Mr. Sims. Bram's here? Yes? I see. Yes. Okay, I'll let him know. Thank you.
That was it, wasn't it?
It was. It's bad news, I'm afraid, Mr. Sims. Not the decision we had been hoping for. You're still dead.
But I did everything right. I was so sure I did everything right.
I know. Sometimes these things just can't be helped.
Did they say what I did wrong?
It was a Tom Waits question, as we feared. While you were able to cover the who aspect of the question, you weren't able to provide satisfactory answers to the sections pertaining to why Tom Waits, where Tom Waits, or when Tom Waits. Not to worry, though. Another $179 and a fun goodbye to Mr. Ribbons, and you'll be right back on the horse again.
No! This stops now. You're clearly just stringing him along. Some psycho that's taking his money, making him fill out stupid forms, and murdering his pets. There's no way she could have been told all that in the time she was on the phone. Don't you see? It's all some kind of scam, a trick.
I'm sure I've got no idea what you're talking about. Come along, Mr. Sims. We've got a lot of work to do.
No. No, I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
We can just leave, Alistair. We can get Pebbles and Mr. Ribbons and just go.
You're happy to stay dead, then. Is that it, Mr. Sims?
I don't care anymore, Miss Brahms. I just don't care.
If you've truly given up, truly resign yourself to being dead after all this time, I would ask, wouldn't you want to see your wife again? To feel happy again, like before?
What do you mean?
I can make it happen. All of it. Right here, right now.
Come on, let's go!
Aren't you curious to see what's behind that door, Alistair?
Who cares? It's just a door! It doesn't even lead anywhere!
Maybe. You're still curious, though, aren't you?
Maybe.
Tell me about the last time you were happy. Truly, completely happy.
My 40th? Mm. My 40th birthday. My kids, they organized a surprise party for me. They pulled it off perfectly. I had no idea. I got home and just everyone I knew was there.
Open the door, Mr. Sims.
Oh my God, you're all here. I can't believe it. How in the world could...
I'll expect you here bright and early tomorrow, Miss Thompson, with Pebbles. We've got an awful lot to do if we're going to bring you back to life anytime soon.
Where did he go? What did you do to him?
I'm quite sure I don't know what you're talking about, Miss Thompson. It's just us here. Remember, bright and early. Have a nice evening.
Yes, Miss Brahms. See you tomorrow, bright and early.
This has been The Office of Postmortal Corrections, written by Roddy McInnes, directed by Jesse Edward Rossbrow, featuring Sabrina Gomez, Helena Jost, and Zachary Wobensmith, performed live for Living Radio at the Crane Theater in New York City, October 2nd, 2023. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East, and you can find all our past recordings at cooptheatereast.org. Our website, livingradionyc.com, will be up soon. And in the meantime, follow us at livingradionyc on Instagram.